You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. The U.S. Congress is not usually what we think of as the leading edge of innovation. In fact, the lack of technological proficiency in the body is often pointed to as a liability when it comes to regulating new tech. But lawmakers in Washington and around the country have increasingly been turning to software to help them write and analyze legislation. Mohar Chatterjee is a computational journalist at Politico who recently wrote about this. She says there's pretty much just one program they all use called LegisPro. I asked her what it looks like in practice.
I'm glad you asked because there are a lot of answers to that, actually. LegisPro is one kind of software that helps lawmakers amend, draft, track bills as the bills make its way through legislatures. A lot of different legislatures use it. So California, the U.S. Congress, soon Oregon. So the software is tailored a little bit differently for each of these legislatures.
What are some of the ways that different legislative bodies are using this? Can you give me some specific examples?
What happens is you have amendments to bills, or you will have new versions of bills that are introduced, and it's difficult to tell, you know, what exactly is the difference between a new version of a bill and an old version of a bill. And generally what happens is, like, you'll have staffers, like, actually print those things out and do a diff check, essentially. What's the difference between the two? And they'll do it by hand. And it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of understanding. And this is essentially a way to automate that process. It's like legal diff check.
How is this tool different or similar to the kinds of generative AI we've been hearing about, like ChatGPT?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked because they're fundamentally different. And there's a reason for that. Lawmakers, lawyers, they get very skittish when you try and introduce AI into the business of legal interpretation. So specifically like AI making recommendations, suggestions, that sort of stuff, which is not to say there isn't machine learning happening here. It happens, but in a very limited context. It happens to try and understand legal language.
What are some of the limitations of this type of software?
The software is pretty limited in what it is able to tell you about an amendment. It can tell you where the amendment goes, you know, what the change to the existing code will be, but it won't be able to tell you what that practically does, like what the spin out effects of that. It can't predict the future. So that's a limitation. One that maybe we want to have, because suppose you are able to like model out future impact, then you have questions about, okay, how far can we trust the model? What's the training data for it? That's sort of where you get into all of the snarls that machine learning AI runs into generally.
Mohar Chatterjee at Politico. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.